The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Are you keeping warm? We surely enjoyed the snow last Monday and Tuesday. It is a new thing, and it is a manifestation of the many changes that are happening all over the world. I told the group that last year, that this winter, we're going to have a snow. It is one of those signs of the major changes that are happening all over the world. And of course, I got ready. And me, James, and Joshua did our best to protect our plants. And I went to the store several days before the deep freeze and stock up, resupply. Because I know that we don't have the proper equipment in Bear County to handle deep freeze and snow like this. And I know that we'll end up not being able to drive just outside of our driveway. So praise God, we're okay. You're okay. I'm okay. And as long as we keep our focus and our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be fine. We'll just follow the instruction, all right? And God's people need to be extra sensitive. You and I need to be extra sensitive to what God is telling us and in following the instruction to the letter. We are experiencing tumultuous times. If you read the news all over the world, there were earthquakes almost every day. The whole creation groans for the manifestations of the sons of God. And who are the sons of God? Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we really need to follow God's instruction to the letter, and we need to continue to remind ourselves of those instructions on what to expect, what are the prophecies for the times, and we need to look at things. We need to look and address prophecies and what is happening all around us through the eyes of God, not through our own understanding. There are lots of golden opportunities out there. And God gave us this year as a season or a year of victory. It is also a season of supernatural manifestations, as was prophesied several years ago. And it is implementation time. It is preparation, but it is also implementation of those supernatural manifestations. So today, I will take time to pray for all of you, to release good things from God for you. The instruction is believe the impossible. If you can do it your own thing, it's not going to be a miracle, right? You just did the right thing. So today, believe the impossible. This is the will of God for you, to prosper, to be blessed, to be a blessing. It is His perfect will for you to be well, to get healed, so that you can encourage and inspire others. You can share the love and the saving power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Follow the instruction. They are simple. Believe in the healing power of the name of Jesus. Always remember that this is His perfect will for you, to be in good health even as your soul prosper. And believe in the power of His love towards you. Take it personally. Jesus loves you. You count. You are important in His heart. And stop saying that after I pray, you'll say, I hope so, or I believe it when I see it. Those are wicked words. They are words of unbelief. So they're wicked in the sight of God, all right? So don't say those things. and nullify those if you just blurted them out in the name of Jesus. In John 20:29, in NIV, Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That is you and I. And if you need to really change your confession and profession of your faith, read again Hebrews 11:1. It defines faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So let us start the supernatural manifestations. Believe in our Lord Jesus. Amen? Okay. Reuben, yes, I'm talking to you, Reuben. It is time for your deliverance and healing. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God is going to deliver you from painkillers and alcohol. I thank you, Lord, for the restoration of my brother in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you also, Lord, that you are also restoring Reuben's lungs and liver and pancreas in the mighty name of Jesus. And there are many of you, brothers and sisters, that are addicted to painkillers and alcohol, drugs. Receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus right now. I bind the spirit of addiction and alcoholism in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the healing power, the love of God, to deliver you and heal you. Don't look at me and don't look at others. Don't look at your situation. Look upon Jesus. He is mighty to save. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, I pray for those that are operating in fear and unbelief. Lord, help them to believe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Carla and Natasha. Sisters, let go of bitterness and anger. Stop reliving the past. If you let go, God will take care of your present situation right now. Receive the deliverance and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ so that you'll be free from torment. And you will find joy. Healing and restoration are here and now, and they are for you, even if I didn't mention your name. And if you let go, you will see within the next 3 weeks, there will be breakthrough. Let go, forgive, and move on. If you have to forgive and let go in the mighty name of Jesus 1,000 times, every time you cry, every time you feel the pain of the past, continue to let go. Nobody deserves the pain. Nobody deserves what was inflicted on you. Nobody, especially the children of God. But the power of love of Jesus, you can begin again. Let those tears flow, but decide to let go and cry out to the Lord. He is so good. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy and I call forth restoration on your people, especially for Carla and Natasha, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for restoration. Thank you that they will let go of that pain. I thank you, Lord, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be upon their hearts and in their mind. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are under tremendous affliction and pain, especially the bad things that are happening to us, it is a natural thing to cocoon ourselves for our protection. But if we allow ourselves to continue to be suspicious and fearful that people might hurt it again, we end up hurting those that we love and those who care about us. So we need to let go. And restoration will come. You're going to see healing in the relationship. You're going to see reconciliation and the impossible things will happen. financial blessings will flow. Deliverance will flow. And it is not too late for you. As long as today is called today, you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a God of restoration, and He is so merciful. So forgive, let go, and move on towards your bright future. In Jesus' name. For those that are dealing or fighting all forms of cancer, receive your miraculous healing. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against all forms of cancer. I come against all pain. I call forth all tumors to dissolve in Jesus' name. I pull down all symptoms, all the negative reports. I come against the spirit of death and I loosen forth life in Jesus' name. And Holy Father, I also speak restoration upon their physical bodies in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're going to feel heat. Sometimes you will practically feel and see some parts of your body that where you're dealing the cancer move. So thank God and allow God to restore your joy, okay? Dare to believe. And once the full manifestation of your healing, honor God. He deserves all the honor and praise. Your healing is not depending on how anointed I am. Just erase that. Yes, the Holy Spirit anointed me, and so are you. But I want you to look at Jesus and His love towards you and not on other people. Amen? Not even me. Yes, the Lord is using me right now for your healing because I obey and I believe for the supernatural, and I'm obeying the implementation. And I want you to believe it. You don't have to do anything except to believe it and then follow the instruction to the letter later on is to give honor to God and encourage others. Share your testimonies, okay? Next is diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I come against all types of diabetes. I command your physical bodies to line up. I command the pancreas, liver, and other organs in your body. You will function the way you are created to function in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the restorations of those things that are broken and the replacements of those that are missing in Jesus' name, including missing teeth. And I thank you, Lord. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I come against back pain, sciatica, all forms of arthritis, nerve damage, broken or damaged tissues, ligaments, or cartilages. I command the skeletal system. You will line up perfectly. I command all joints, muscles, sinews to lubricate yourself in the name of Jesus and get stronger. I pray for the restorations of all or any broken bones, muscles, even the restoration of skin in Jesus' name. I pray for those couples, Lord, that are believing for a child or children. I thank you, Lord, for perfect child, perfect health for the mother and finances and other resources that will provide for all of their needs in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for those that are in wheelchairs. Rise up and walk and receive your healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. I pray for the blind eyes to be opened and for the ears to hear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I come against all forms of addiction in Jesus' name. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus, and this is your time and the hour to be delivered. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you will never touch alcohol, drug, painkillers, or pornography ever again. Surrender your life to Jesus. Call out on His name. Thank you, Lord, for their release from their captivity in Jesus' name. Let me address those that are listening that are dealing with drugs. If you don't turn around now, within days or weeks, you'll be in deep trouble. You'll end up in jail or losing your life even, and those that you love. Turn around before it's too late in Jesus' name. I will not name all of you. There are several. I just want you to know God is merciful and He is also just. He does not want to lose you. That is why He is addressing you right now through me. It's not too late. Jesus is the way out, the only way. Amen? So now, let me address you. Jason and Chase, you both are in rebellion. And the only reason why you're still alive right now is because of the prayer of grandma. And one grandma that is praying for you, she adopted you and start praying for you. She's not a blood relative of yours. God is answering her prayer right now. Turn around. Stop hurting people. Stop dealing drugs. Your future is a lot brighter, son. And for those of you who call yourself Christians and are pointing a finger to the wicked out there who continue to watch pornography, repent and don't you dare touch it again. Or else your finances will continue to dry up. What you're dealing with right now in your physical body, it will turn from bad to worse. Some I can see diabetes. It will turn into a full-blown sickness. Many of those Christians that continue to deal with pornography and they think that they will get away with it, you will lose your eyesight. You have been warned many times by the Lord, and yet you continue to engage in it repeatedly. It's just like you are crucifying the Lord Jesus over and over and over again. Is it not bad enough that your relationship or past relationships or your marriage have suffered and now continue to suffer because of it? I pray for a heavy conviction be upon you, that the reverential fear of God be upon you in Jesus' name. I don't care if you turn this broadcast off. It has been released in the atmosphere, and the dealing will be intense. Now, let me pray for a relationship. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for cutting away of any association, relationship, or influence that are not from you. Frustrate every plan of the devil for their lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, send the right people and the right partnership and relationship to them. And I call forth the manifestations of God-ordained relationship in Jesus' name. I come against abortion. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, heavy conviction, heavy dealing of the Lord to those who touch this evil practice, this wickedness. I pray that their finances dried up in Jesus' name. And for those of you who have not been born again, the Lord Jesus is very clear on this in John chapter 3, verse 5. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. You need to be born again. Even if you go to church or mass, you still need to be born again. So that you will be born of the Spirit, your past is erased, and everything is made new. So call me at 210-695-1630 and give me that privilege to lead you to Christ and be born again. Amen? Again, the number is 210-695-1630, and I'll be waiting for your call. Let me read to you Ephesians 6, verse 12, in modern English translation. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. You know, Satan and his demonic hordes know how to wield and attain and keep their power. They know how to use their resources, and they feed on that power, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of men, immorality. They feed on the fear and unbelief words from Christians. So we in the body of Christ must focus on the golden opportunities that are set before us, and we must know how to use our authority in Christ Jesus by taking our post and knowing who we are in Christ Jesus, knowing how to engage in spiritual warfare and win, because the victory has been handed to us. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. First, I encourage you to be aware that our anointing do not come from men, but from God Almighty, through and by our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be in His perfect will. We need to be in communication with Him by allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us. We must learn how to hear the voice of God. We should be in the right place in the right time. We should be confessing and professing faith words in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we must demonstrate the Christian life by the way we live and by the way we talk. The manifestation of our blessings, the supernatural things, the transfer of wealth, anointing, is all dependent of your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our currency in the kingdom of our God, or capital, is based on our faith and obedience to Him, period. You must know Him personally instead of knowing about Him, talking about Him. This is not about preaching or performing or dancing. This is not about emotional giving. This is about manifestation of supernatural, and the world needs us to manifest the manifestations of the sons of God who are led by the Holy Spirit of God. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let us not attempt to obtain success based on the world view, based on our own view. Success, materialism, popularity without Jesus is nothing. Because you know what? The world's way is a hard taskmaster. If you see or do things the ways of the world, it's getting harder. It is turning from bad to worse. It costs too much and it calls for compromise. But not in the kingdom of our God. The competition is very stiff in the world and the price is too high to pay and too late to get restored. So let us keep in touch and apply God's ways of doing things because it's our best. And I'm running out of time. Subscribe to us and find us on YouTube. And please like and share our message so that our outreaches will continue to expand in sharing the prophetic voice of our time. And join us. Our Sunday services starts at 10:30 in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, and also 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And we are live streaming. So if you cannot join us personally, go to our website at sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time. Remember, honor the Lord, because supernatural manifestations will come upon you even if I didn't call out your name, just believe and thank God for it. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.